I find Psalm 80 interesting for a number of reasons. Its opening words are often sung in Advent lessons and carols. Hear, O thou shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a sheep, stir up thy strength and come. I also see that verse 18 provided some of the imagery for Pope Leo X's papal bull of 1520, written against that troublesome monk, Martin Luther. In anger and frustration at the Reformation, which was growing ever so rapidly, Pope Leo X wrote, Exsurge, Domine, arise, O Lord, and judge your own cause. The wild boar, meaning Martin Luther, of the forest, Italians consider Germany a rural backwater, seeks to destroy your vineyard, and every wild beast feeds upon it. Psalm 80 echoes themes heard throughout the Psalter. God once led and blessed his people, but they, feeling self-sufficient, forsook God and did not look after their poor widows and orphans, and soon everything went wrong. One phrase is heard three times. In verse 3, turn us again, O God. And this is always followed by the words, show the light of thy countenance, and we shall be whole. The psalmist is asking for help and for renewed spiritual resolve for the nation to live correctly once again. But there is another use of the word turn in verse 14. Instead of asking God to help us turn, the psalmist pleads, turn thee again, thou God of hosts. Look down from heaven, behold, and visit this vine. In verse 17, the psalmist does not reveal who he had in mind for the man of thy right hand and the son of man. The current unnamed king might be our best guess, but later church fathers wondered whether those words might now be best applied to Christ. I conclude with the psalm's refrain. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, and we shall be whole.